71, the role of product leaders. Moving the product teams from the subservient feature team model to the collaborative empowered product team model begins with trust, especially between the product organization and the rest of the leaders of the business. And the keys to that trust are the product leaders, especially the head of product. Without a strong head of product who inspires confidence and is trusted by the CEO and the other key executives, it will be a long and very difficult road. Note that there is a big assumption here, which may not be true in your organization. We assume that the product leaders are generally at the same peer level with the other key executives and stakeholders in the organization. Normally, in a tech-powered product company, they are. However, in some older, pre-internet companies, the product leaders are buried under someone like a CIO, CTO, or inside of individual businesses, all clear signs of the subservient feature team model. In this case, it is politically much more difficult to get the senior vice president of sales or the chief marketing officer or the chief financial officer to have a collaborative relationship with the head of product. Why is this important? Because it's much easier to get an executive to put their trust in a peer rather than in a much lower level subordinate they don't know and don't believe has the necessary experience or knowledge. In any case, the product leaders must establish a direct relationship with the CEO or general manager in a very large company and the other key executives. That's usually the head of sales, marketing, service, finance, legal, and business development, but the list varies at each company. The basis of this relationship is that the executives need to believe the product leaders have a deep understanding of the business and are committed to ensuring that the solutions provided will work for the various aspects of the business. This is table stakes for the product leaders. Beyond that, there are three aspects the product leaders will be judged on. 1, business results. 2, product strategy. 3, product teams. Business results. Ultimately, the only thing that will truly motivate a company to change to the empowered team model is results. Business results. The reason the company even began on this journey is very likely because the old way was not delivering the necessary results. So it's important that the product organization deliver the results. And to do that, it's important that the organization have an intentional and focused product strategy, and that the product teams are empowered and accountable to the results. Product strategy. Remember that. With feature teams, there really wasn't a product strategy other than trying to meet the needs of the different parts of the business. Now, the company has a product strategy, and it's important that this strategy be shared with the executives because that will communicate the reason for the focus and for the decisions on what to work on. Note that it's common that one or more of the most important insights were first discovered by one of the key executives or stakeholders. And in such cases, it's important to be generous in crediting the source of that insight. You want to build a culture that encourages the constant seeking and leveraging of these insights. Product teams. Companies in the empowered product team model quickly learn that the real work occurs in these product teams. And their ability to solve hard problems for the business depends very much on the people on the team, especially the product manager. So be aware that they will be judging the product managers and indirectly the product leaders. I like to tell product leaders that they are only as strong as their weakest product manager, and this is why. This is also why it's so important during new employee onboarding that the manager makes sure that the new employee, this mostly pertains to new product managers, has done her homework and truly understands the customers and the business before she interacts with the key executive or stakeholder. Without this deep knowledge of customers, there will be no trust. Then, the product leader should personally introduce the new employee to the key executive. Realize that when you do this, you are personally vouching for their knowledge and ability. So you are acknowledging that your reputation is also on the line. As you can see, everything rides on having strong product leaders. please don't make the mistake of putting someone who's not equipped into this key role. And if you feel you must, please be sure to get that person executive coaching from a proven product leader. Chapter